Simon Kufnam Zion. Following by the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Aleph. So we're following Sif Aleph. So it says you can't hold the Sefer Torah directly. Lo mitbachas. And the Gemara means that the word Zen Nikla Orem be mitzvah zu. The Gemara says he's buried. He leaves this world with not having this mitzvah. The Hainu Sheinu Schar Shal Oisem Mitzvah. Even though he did the proper process of holding on to the Sefer and taking care of it, etc. And since he did it in the proper way, he doesn't get the reward for the mitzvah. Shim Ochas V'Karboi Einlis Chartri Mikriya. If he held it while he was reading, he loses the reward of the kriya. Or if he held it to roll it or to correct it, it's all talking about if you don't need to, then you shouldn't touch. If a person needs to sell the Sefer, so it's not really possible to sell the Sefer without touching it. Or a person needs to put on a patch. There's a hole and he needs to put a patch there. And the only way he can do that is by touching it, so that's permitted. But he should wash his hands beforehand, because as we saw before, in the Ramah, there is an opinion which holds washing your hands allows you to touch it. So why not at least fill that shita? If he does not need to hold the Sefer Torah, even though he washes his hands, he should be machmir. Okay, then it said, the person holds Sefer Torah Orem, so it's also to do that. What is permitted is to have something in between. When they're rolling the Sefer Torah, sometimes the urea gets pulled up too high or too low. Okay, the hashva say urea oitzim berosha urea slimshach esam lamalo or lamato kesh yeshabim v'chutz. So to correct that, you want to pull it upwards or downwards. Azay tzarach lizar shal yechutz berea spiadarumi. You shouldn't touch directly, even though you washed your hands beforehand. Azar lahaf tzukas talis omitpachas lahafzik ben yodav urea sasevatar. You should use something in between, some type of a garment. Now, when would a Sefer Torah yachol echos b'lamit pachas, but to hold the amudim that you're allowed to do without having any type of a garment in between. But v'yesh machir mekarkem amudei Sefer Torah bekatzus atalus b'shasak bo. Some people hold the amudim with your talus. You're holding you have a talus, and you put your hands on your talus. You put the talus around your hands, and you hold the amudim like that. Mamakim shalinogu akolasus came. After misuras ladatek bezeh yase bedas shlo yagishu bezeh bnei adam mishum yuro. Person does do so. He shouldn't do it in a way where it looks like he's being a balgaivo. Hey, look at me. I'm careful to back not to touch. You should do it quietly. The people shouldn't necessarily notice what you're doing. Interesting point over here is, so this is this is why we have a mudim. I mean, Ikra din, you don't require a mudim on a Navi, because we saw that washing your hands on a Navi, you're allowed to touch the Navi directly. But a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to. So that's why we have a mudim. That's exactly what the purpose of the mudim, one of the purposes of the mudim, which we have a Sefer Torah, different than what you have by a Navim or Ksuvim. This is one of the reasons that's one of some of the portions that that's one of the reasons why we have that we have that difference in halacha.
Rolling or correcting is safer to work and touch the
unless there's a need to. Unless there's a need to. Shar Kisvei Kodesh. Now that the Ramah brings that some say this is true by other Kisvei Kodesh as well. We're talking about a printed sefer, or we're talking about a sefer which is written properly, with a ksavashuris and a klav, diyo, etc. So then when we have that, that's when there's an opinion, there's an issue to touch it, the same way there's an issue to touch a sefer Torah. Avo, svorim, shalonu, shein etobim befin zeb, with our storm, which are not written like that. Kliyama mutter lafilu karim natila, you're allowed to touch them even though you have not washed your hands, unless your hands are mamish dirty. Yodavka bistam yadayim, avo kashi yodha shenogim umokam antenofis, yeshach. If you know you've touched part of your body which is not clean, or something of that sort, even a regular sefer, which is not a person should wash his hands before he touches it. But the Rambam says, even though some people say that we're machir by others toward him, that you must wash your hand, you may not touch them directly. That's not our minig. Lenog came. They're totally with all the locals of Ksiva, the Ksavashuris, the Klaf, the Yo, etc. Still, the din is that we're not Machmer and you're allowed to touch them directly. The minig is to be Mekel. The Ramah says it would be proper to wash your hands, and you shouldn't touch if you don't wash your hands. It's a lemur, shame stam yadayim. Now, talking about hands, which you know that you're dirty, but there's stam yadayim. You should not touch directly to the cloth of a nevim or ksubim, because maybe you've touched a place which is not clean, etc. The Ramah says, if you wash your hands, then you're allowed to touch directly. We don't have the minhag to be machmer. But Sefer Torah, even with washing your hands, you still may not touch directly.
When did you start giving this Mishnah Berurah share after the learning of Steer?
Now the Ramah says that, the Bir Halacha says over here,
yes,
on this point, that there is an opinion, which the Mordechai says from the Rabbi Yehuda, by Sefer Torah, you're allowed to touch directly if you wash your hands. We don't pass it like that, but we're being sumach on that shita in regards to Shar Kisvei Kodesh. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch said in a separate halacha, new halacha, who gets the mitzvah of Galila, which means Hagba, like the Mishnah Berurah will point out. Preferably it's given to all of the people who've gotten Aliyahs, the one who was the Gadol of the one who got the Aliyahs, he would get the mitzvah of Galila. Gadol. Mitzvah Gemara, the Gadol, the ikar of the girdle is really the magbia. He picks it up, he shows it, he rolls it in his hands, he's holding it. He's the ikar of the girdle more than the person which we call the one who gets the glila. The neutral skar kineges kulam. He gets rewarded for compared to all of the people who've done the kriya. And that's why the person who's the gadol deserves to get that schus. Okay. Therefore,
to get what?
So therefore, the gadol of amongst the karim, he's the one who should get that mitzvah. That's the minhag. The Shulchan Aruch said the one amongst the people who were the gateliyas that day, the people which had the mitzvah of kriya satara, the Koreim, the ones who were Kore, so the one that we should give the Glila to the Gadol of those people. Now, because the Mora says that all of the ones who read from the Sefer Torah, the Golel gets Skar Keneged Kulam. So we give it to the Gadol of the Kore. Now, Zakhtim Shabura, Vav, Sharsim Shakar, but Yesh, Paisim, the Gadol, Shabasek Nesses, Gadol, Afon P, Shakar, Batara. The mitzvah of Hagba, again, because girl over here means Hagba, goes to the girl of the Beis HaKnesses. We don't necessarily give it to one of the Oilim, but we give it to somebody, we're Mechabit somebody. But the point that we hear the Mishnah Berurah saying is that somebody really should not be just give it to anybody, you give it to somebody Mechubat, that he has the right to get that skrus. I once complained to the Gabbai that, sometimes I go out of town, I go to the shuls, I'm zecher to get a hagba. I never get a hagba in yeshiva. When they give me a hagba in yeshiva, they give me a kaliya. I never get a hagba. I like to get a hagba. It's trying to schools to get a hagba. They don't give it to me. They don't trust that I can do it right or something. I don't know. Maybe they know the halachas or something.
What?
Gadol loy. Okay. So zel mikra din. Mikra din is it's given to the gadol. However, so you don't necessarily give it to the gadol because the people, which are the average person, will get insulted. Like, do I never get hagva? Like, that's what I feel like. Okay. So we give it to everybody. Everybody gets a chance to do the hagva. It's got to the point where it's not a kavod anymore, you know, a kamat, you know. That's a chiddush. So you give the second person the second yortzit, you give him a hagba. You can imagine now when he's trying to give that, pointing off a yortzit to giving him a hagba, he wouldn't be very happy. Mitzvah glila avki rabbi. He now that's the hagba. The glila, it's still part of the mitzvah. It's not as chashav as hagba. So the chara, you know, who should you give that to? Nagu lechaber af lektanim. So Shai Ephraim says we give it even to children. Now, the person whose hands tremble, person who is elderly and weak, and you know that he's just going to pick it up and basically sit down. He's not going to hold it open the proper amount of time that people have an opportunity to actually look at the ksav, which is what's supposed to happen. That you hold it up and you show it to the people. So if you're going to give it to somebody who knows is not going to do that, you shouldn't be giving him hagba. And he also points out that the person should refuse. If they offer it to him, the person should refuse. He knows he won't be able to do the hagra properly, so he shouldn't be doing it. Then the Shulchan Aruch said, the minhag nowadays is to buy it, purchase this right. Even though, really, the gadol should get this right. So why don't we do that? Because of the dearness of the mitzvah of being zeichet to do a hagba, people want to buy it. So that's a tremendous cover for the Sefer Torah itself, that people are trying to do this mitzvah and pay for it. Therefore, that allows it to be taken away from the gadol and given to that person. But who cut him the gadol? He'll get right first right before the gadol. Okay. But if nobody purchased it, and therefore they're giving it to whoever they want, it would be proper they should give it to the gadol. We also sell, besides the hagmo, they also sell hatzah and haknasa. That everybody should get in, that, you know, the more people involved, the more covered it is. Okay. Then he said like this: the Rama said if the covering is made with one side of silk and one side of flax, so you have to make sure that the silk side is facing the Sefer Torah, and Bevulei Nogu came. Okay. So the Mishabur Imam Il Ahano Hamila Tahtan Shuma Amapa Dila Mil Haelyan Kulyama in Lahapkoi Zamakol Elo the Bizad the Bedina Kilas Dumi the Oran Shoyamifnim Mitsupa Zohal. You want to have the side facing the Sefer Torah to be a more valuable type of covering. Okay. You should do that. The basis says there's no real chiyuv to be makbid one way or the other, to do it like the oren with the inside and the outside.
What's this, like linho?
Yeah. So the best eitz is to make both the inside and the outside of the same type. So you put, let's say, meshi on the outside, meshi on the inside, and you'll put pishtun in the middle, that's fine. Just like the oren, which held the sefer, the luchos, the outside was gold, the inside was gold, the middle was wood. So the outside is silk, the inside is silk, and the middle is pishtun. Fine. Ma'apos and mitpochus, v'chein prusas al ha'shulchan, also mitklayim. You can't make any of these things out of klayim, because we tend to lean towards them and lean on them and touch them, etc. It'll be in the henna from klayim. It'll be folding up on you, etc. So that's not proper. You have a question, we questionable regards to the issur of klayim, shatnas. Al perukhas umash manichim ba'orin ben yotzim as hevatar mutash al klayim. But the perukhas, nobody really is leaning on that. The same thing which is inside the orin, that they would make the lining over there, those things in general would not be an issue making them out of klayim.
What's the klayim? Linen and what wool?
Correct.
What wool?
If you cannot make that cloth out of klayim. Okay. Now you shouldn't wrap the mapa hakrua if you have another one. Wood in the meil shaleha, the covering as well. Afilahem chadoshim, the lav cover the sefer sukkah sefer Torah. It's a new one, but it got torn. You shouldn't use it. Then he says you shouldn't make the map of the sefer Torah out of something which has been used for something else. Sorry, chedid. You shouldn't then use it for sefer Torah. Vein lasses change the derech kovet. It's not derech kovet to use it for a head and then use it for sefer Torah. Once you've made them ready, you're allowed to use them. Okay. You can't switch it around the other round. You can't want to use it for sefer Torah, you can't use it for something else. So he refers to that as tashmish to tashmish. So tashmish kedusha means something which is directly used for the sefer Torah tefillin, etc. That's called tashmish of kedusha. Tashmish to tashmish would be something which is there to service the tashmish. So you cannot lower the mapa, the meil, which are directly supporting the sefer Torah. They're a tashmish of kedusha. You cannot lower them to a tashmish to tashmish. We'll see more about that later. Okay. Now, he says later on, Simikuflan Gimel. You can't make it from old something to something else. Fine, no mapas levitar. Vuod in the chol tashmisha kedusha she nasi midvorm she shamash al mitkila tzarach edit. Kuvur the kamam and Simikuflan Gimel sichaval b'loshen amachaber. You can't take things which are used for something else and then use it for a tashmish of kedusha. To wrap your tefillin in a tzemach. Because of Chorin, mitzvah, this halacha applies to tashmish of kedusha. So the davar of kedusha, sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah. So these things are directly interacting with that which has a full level of kedusha on it. That's called tashmish of kedusha. You cannot use it for something which is used for hedyot and then convert it. Someone to there to mishamish something which is only a mitzvah, for example, a talis, doesn't have a kedusha in it, doesn't have kedusha sefer in it. So, and I have a kiss which takes care of the talis. It's called tashmish mitzvah. Mutter, you're allowed to take something which is used for a tzarech hedyot, not for tzarech bizoyin, but for a tzarech hedyot. I have a bag which I use for it, and I want to use it to all my talis. Mutter. I could use the material for the talus for something which is used for something else first. But you can't take it from something which is used like underpants. You know, something which is used for tashish maguna, you can't then switch to use for talus. Because of Taz Yerdeh Asim Rishri Beis, Dafka Tashar to Kedusha, also Tashar to Tashmish Shori, even by Tashmish Kedusha, the issue is only the direct Tashmish, but something which is there to be Mishamish, the Tashmish, it's more durable. Magen Rami Fakub Gazel, Maserfoid Sniff, Avadi and Lahakub Gazel. So I want to make a bag to wrap around my tefillin. So the tefillin is kedusha. I said the box is a tashmish of kedusha. What's the status of the bag? Is that called directly tashmish of a tashmish or a tashmish of kedusha? Depends what type of box you have. But the box basically fully covers the tefillin. Only it leaves the ritzuas out. Now the ritzuas are also called kedusha because of the shame which is written on them. But if you would have a type of a box which the ritzuas are, let's say, you're wrapped inside. So then, there's no tashmish of kedusha in the bag. It's being mishamish the boxes. So it's a tashmish to tashmish. So that you may use from something which is used for something else beforehand. That's according to the Taz and the Magen Rami is mesupik. But if you have another argument of heter, then you can be mekel. Kotzim Magen Rami dafkam kamori sheheim also lishamish behen the kedusha. Even this halacha, it's only you just can't take the same bag and use it for that. Abli machine it's a rosa and rosa man double racher. Sure, if you made a shinui, if you made a total change to it, then it's mutter. Even though there are some which are machmer, the minhag is to be mekel. Okay. Midbar mishanim, for the things which are old. If you made something for another purpose, you've never used it yet, then you want to switch it and you make a covering for the Sefer Torah out of it, that's remoter because it's not used. So, not such a common issue we're dealing with your people, you know, taking these, you know, nowadays most the coverings for Sefer Torah, etc., are made out of new material. But you can imagine a world where people were poor. This is more of an issue.
A question. Okay. Go back. Halacha is about touching Sefer Torah. Is that only for a complete Sefer Torah? If you have some ureos from the Sefer Torah, would you say halacha kai?
If you have the ureos which have not been placed in the Sefer Torah yet, you're still writing them, so that would be mutter to touch. So the Sefer is writing.
But for some reason, the Sefer Torah was taken apart, then you have the.
Yeah, so that would be a problem. Once it's been used as part of the Sefer Torah, so it still has that kedusha.
And that doesn't apply. The halacha doesn't apply to parshas for tefillin or mezuzah, right?
Preferably, you should wash your hands before you touch them.
One time on each hand.
One time on each hand. Yeah. Okay. Sif Beis. Yochel Mishir Talitus Lahishad Amilim Lagarlo Vein Agarlo Yochel Mishir. So the girl said, "Listen, I want to be the one who takes it from the bima and puts it on the Sefer Torah." So no. The guy said, "I want to be kind of the schus to stand there and hand it to you." So the girl said, "That's my schus." So we're allowed to sell that separately, and the girl can't argue. No, that's part of my mitzvah. Wow. Even though he purchased the right to do glila, he didn't necessarily purchase the right to pick up the cover from the bima and to be given to him. So the sheikh Sibir says, "I want to take it out of the oran." This guy says, "If I bought it," he says, "Yeah, it's my schus to go up to the Oren." I have to tell you, and tells that they don't sell. Hatzach Nasa belongs to the Chazan.
He takes that himself.
Yeah, I never saw the musig of somebody else. This halacha with the Hatzach Nasa till I went outside of Tel Zeshiva. I know there was Yom Neroyim. There's a Hatzach Nasa because they have many. You know, it's a whole process taking it out. But otherwise, the Chazan goes up and takes it out.
I remember in Pittsburgh, Kol used to do that.
So I never saw this musig of a Hatzach Nasa. You know, I went to a shul, you know, okay, figure it, see the Bible about the shul, that's what they do, you know. And all of a sudden, I come over here, and then the Tzavach Nasa, you know, what do you mean? That's right. So he says, no, the right, the Chazan doesn't have a right to be tamei, that it's his schus to take it out. You have a right to give it to somebody else. His job is to be the chazan. Tehillah sefer Torah is a separate thing. Carrying it to the bima, that's his right. Mishnah Berurah says again, sir, abal chazan tetzvah. Abal chazan malicha lebima. The chazan does have the right to carry it to the bima. Because I bought the right to carry it to the bima. No, that's part of the job of being the shliach tzibur. But taking it out, that does not necessarily belong to him. The chazan.
What does?
Hutzah v'haknasa.
Taking out.
Yeah.
Carrying to and from the bima does.
Gimel. Hagarlo sefer Torah yamidenu kineged hatefer. Kreishim yikara yikara hatefer. When you roll the sefer Torah, you do galila. It when you tighten it, you should be tightening it that the by a place where the ureas are being sewn together. So if it'll be you pull it too tight and it will tear chas v'shalom, what will tear will be the stitches, not the cloth itself. So when a person rolls it, he should be rolling it with the stitching down the middle of where he's rolling. Okay. Siftal. The Siftal is based on a Gemara, and he's going to quote the Gemara, and then he's going to quote what it means. The Ramah is going to explain what it means. So the more selected, the girl of Sefer Torah, girl of me b'chutz, k'shu mahatka mahatka miftim. When you roll, you should roll from the outside, and when you tighten it, you should tighten it from the inside. So that's the words of the Gemara, or not the words of the Gemara. So the Ramah, what does it mean? Pirish. So at the time of the Gemara, the girl over here means the magbiyah. The person would pick it up and show it to everybody, then he would sit down and he would tighten it. He used to do the whole thing. He was the gartel also. So he would also wrap it around with the gartel, right, or with the covering. So he is going to hold it with one hand and start wrapping with his other hand.
How do you hold it with one hand?
I guess their sefer Torah weren't so big, right? So now the problem is he's holding it.
Maybe he put it back on the bima.
No, because we'll see. So we have a concern like this: if he starts wrapping from the outside, his hand is behind it. So the sefer Torah starts to fall backwards because he's only holding with one hand. His hand is there. But if he starts wrapping from the inside, we got a problem. So the more says he has to girdle it, is to start wrapping from the outside. This way, if it falls, he will be there to catch it. But when you finally finish the process of wrapping, you have to tie it on the front. This way, you open the sefer Torah the next time you want to read. You don't have to want to turn it upside down to tie it. So the more says you have to girdle in b'chutz. You start wrapping from the outside. You're mahadik miftim, but you tie it from the inside, from the front. That's what the more means. It's all picturing. Well, one individual doing the whole thing, and he's wrapping it, you know, starting from the out. So once he has the cloth, right? So the cloth is holding it in place. When you start wrapping it, you don't have the cloth in place yet. So he's going to like sort of have one hand holding the sefer Torah with the cloth in place. The other hand starts wrapping on the outside. So meanwhile, once he went around once, even though his head is in the front, the cloth is holding the sefer from falling backwards. So, now how he held the cloth, the sefer Torah, and the wrapping all at one time, people were very agile, I guess. But that's what the Gemara means. So
sounds like they weren't in the
So when you learn the Gemara, I remember my first time on this Gemara. I was a bacher. I was probably 15. I was 15, 16 years old.
And I had,
it's a Gemara in Megillah and the Masechta Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. What is it talking about? Like, I'm picturing the Hagba Gemara we do in Shul, and I was like, I have no idea what he's talking about. So first, it took me a while to realize that when the Gemara uses the word Garlal, it means the Magbiyah. Then I realized that, you know, I looked up the halacha over here, and then it says, and then there's no gargle. Oh! Now the Gemara makes sense. I remember I learned the Gemara, you know, I had no idea what the Gemara was talking about. So that's what it means. Pirish, because the Sefer Torah on the funnel, you will ksav connected panov. The Sefer Torah, he's holding it, you want the ksav facing towards you. You start rolling on the outside. But when you finish the wrapping around, picture more along the lines of the wimple. So you go around a few times, and then you tuck it in the front. You had a sefer patachas b'miftim. You tighten it up, the end of the this cloth in the front. This way you'll have the you'll be able to open it up in front of you, and you won't need to turn the Sefer Torah sideways, upside down, you know, to get to open it up.
I don't even understand the whole thing here, considering the fact that the Baal Shulchan Aruch was a Sfardi, and the Sfardi Sefer Torah are completely different.
It's Ramada.
No, I'm talking about.
Yeah, well,
I'm still at the Machaber. Machaber was a Sephardi, so right, the Sefer Torah was Sephardi.
No,
I would assume it didn't come in just last week. I mean, they must have had that for a few hundred years. No.
Well, it's interesting. The Gemara, you see,
so you don't even have the.
You see them in the Gemara. That we found, you know, historically, are more like Ashkenazi Sefer Torah than the Sephardi ones, the historical ones.
We never found old. You know,
I mean, it's not old Sephardi Sefer Torah, but same, you know, you go back to the time of the Gemara.
This is not the time of the Gemara, it's the 1500s.
Yeah, but he's quoting a Gemara. This is, you know, Erechanami, once you put it in the canister,
then you don't need a mitpachas, you don't need any of this. You close the box.
Right, but, you know, there were still Sefer Torah of that other form, uh-huh. So this is the halacha. This whole issue is only relevant when one person's doing the Galila. We don't do that nowadays. One person does the Hagba, one person does the Galila. See, he's standing behind the Sefer Torah. So what's the Nafkamina? Which side you start rapping from? So who does the Ksav face? It faces towards the Magbiya. Because he's the Iker. He's the Iker girl, therefore it faces the Ksav faces towards him in regards to rapping, where there's no akpada which way you start the rapping, as long as you end off in the front. Okay.
Chabad does it basically the same person does the Hagba and the Galila. But basically he's rolling it back. The second guy just ties it.
Yeah,
but it's already rolled back. By the time
right,
the second
sure, he's
guy is there,
roll.
It's already rolled.
Yeah, that's true.
So in essence, he's doing the Hagba and the Galila, because he's being Galil also.
Right here.
But same at this point, there's clearly another.
So the only thing the second guy is doing is tying. Right. That's all he's doing.
Right.
But you do see there's a concept of the Gemara of being Mahalik. So that's already mentioned in the Gemara, the idea of being Mahalik.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of the process, is the tying. Okay, let's just see the Mishaburas over here, and then we'll hold it here. Okay, Sift Kotan Tezayin Pirish Kesha Sefer Haino Shlo Nitla Farish Mashomer Galim in Bechutz the Shoyches Bamudei Sefer Torah Laharis Ksav Lam Yitzamtem Lechzad Bevan Shiyu Achurei Lenegda. It doesn't mean you show it the Ksav outwards like the people do on Simchas Torah. That's not what it means. Which, if that would be what it meant, the male of Eisha Yirtzalas is Galila, Kampanya Haglila Rak Mechoria Sefer. So then when you start rapping, you're rapping from the back. Oh, maybe that's a shot. So I Bedaf could pick it up and show it outwards. So then when I sit down and start rapping, I'm going to start rapping from the backwards. He says, no, because that's not right. Kieriksab Neged Panov. Waken Komashman Deloy Kino. That's not what it means. Even though it is correct to show the ksav, k'nisim is the seferim. Like that's halacha mentioned already in the brayso mishet the seferim that you have to show the ksav. If you it's tzarach liyos a ksav neged ponov shalo oichin sefer Torah. It has to be facing him. Chem beis a hagba, chem beis a glilo. The kima shuoyse b'sefer Torah, kavod Torah hu liyos a ksav neged ponov. So it has to be. It's proper that he should be looking at. He should be facing the Sefer Torah, not the back of the Sefer Torah. Hashomer Galim Mechutz Haylo Haskolas Haglila Yem Mechutz Kasher Nevar B'Sif Katan Shacharze. So it means you're wrapping it around with the wimple. You're wrapping it from the outside. The Haskolas Haglila Pirish. Wimple is a long piece of a wimple.
It's a long one.
It's a long piece of cloth that you'd wrap around the Sefer Torah. Pirish tchilas hanochas hamitpachas al Sefer Torah legar lo yia mibachutz. You put this piece of cloth and start from the outside. Now, This is all talking about that the Magbia does the Glila well, as well. As you're wrapping from the inside, it might start falling outwards. But if it falls backwards, your hand is there. You're holding it with the mapa. But nowadays, we have two different people doing it. We're not worried about it falling so much. He's going to be there and catch it. So after the years, so you call it has to look at the mitzapinim. And that's why the meaning nowadays not the mark of where you start the wrapping around from the front to the back doesn't make a difference because it's a whole different system nowadays. Ramah said that nowadays you do it differently. Near the chol's a marvin. Shmina the loy name of the bezel shekosos shaksaviyu neged ponov. Don't think, well, you know. The ksav has to be facing the golel. So who's the golel nowadays? I don't neged pnei golel. Kavrasim hechad echad abiyevech golel. She certainly is a ksav neged pnei golel. It means don't think it means connected the golel means what we call the golel nowadays. Daaf kabachashu osik bo oz bachuri ksav utzad roiches sefer Torah means the mag bia. He'll be facing the back of the sefer. Because it's loyched, that's not true. Bizmanam hoya minig shechad osa hagba become a glilo. Lokedis rami is osmamela shaksav hoya neged pnei girl. So that obviously was facing towards the magbia, because he was the magbia and the girl. Obamas hechad echad magbia vechad girl. Yaksav neged a magbia levad ki hu ikra shal glilo shuachas a zevet harbiyara. But even nowadays, the magbia is the ikr, because he's the one who's holding the sefer Torah. So therefore, it should be facing towards him. Okay, Ikar Agarlo, Masha Shahagba, who yours submits him a Glila. So it comes out that the Hagba is more important than Glila. Okay, Misha Nusan, the same Tara, like Bia, but legal. We have to stay in. You have a choice, Yagbia, Eaton Lacher, legal. You should do the Hagba. And offer somebody else to do the glilo. I will keep the oisel ha'shatos agmil liglo. Glilo diva the ikra mitzvah v'itan la'achar l'hoshit. If you had a choice between passing him the cover and rolling, you should do the glilo. Over here in the Maaseh Kedushin, they're very fascinating. So, if this idea is that the ksav should be facing towards the person, when you carry the sefer Torah, which way should you carry it? Should you carry it with the ksav facing towards you, or the ksav facing away? So. The minigar element is that the ksav is facing away because that's the cover with the fancy writing is facing outwards. He brings in the chazanish. Chazanish said that he would hold it with the ksav facing towards him because that's its halacha. The ksav should be facing towards you. As we're saying over here, the ksav should be facing towards the person who's holding it. So when you hold the hibitar, even though the covering is on, you should hold it with the ksav facing towards you. And after you finish doing the hagba, you should also hold it like that. You know, people turn it around the other way. He says, why are you turning it around? You should keep it facing that direction. The Minig Olam is not like that, and then he brings some people to try and explain the Minig Olam. And basically he says the same way in the Oren, which way is it facing? It's facing out towards the zebra. So similarly, the person who's carrying it, as he's carrying it, he carries it in the same way to the Oren, with the ksav facing towards the zebra. That's the suggestion that they want to be Masber the pshat, but the Chazanish really has an interesting horror about that point. Okay.